My character is both following principle and unconditional warmth. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, bringing you the instant illumination. My character is both following principle and unconditional warmth. Following principle is a very definite thing. And when you follow principle, you oftentimes get yourself in a lot of trouble. And you say, well, man, following principle should certainly not get us in trouble. Following principle should keep us out of trouble. But that's not the truth. Because when you follow principle, you're going against oftentimes what some people do and some people hold true. Now, one of the problems in following principle is that sometimes you can get yourself in very deep problems, whereas, well, for instance, in the movie the other night, the little boy had to get up on the stand, the witness stand at the courthouse, and the bailiff said, now you must tell the truth and the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. And he says, really? He knew he had to say something, but he didn't know he had to tell the truth. So then he said, now, did you really do that? And he said, no. He says, well, you know, you got to tell the truth. And the boy says, I didn't do that either. So he admitted right away to telling the truth. But you see, he thought he was going to get up there and be mean to his friend and mean to this other person. And when it came to standing up for truth, apparently somewhere along the line he had learned principle, even though he hadn't learned all the principles that the other children were imbued with. He learned that. Perhaps his father reminded him, always tell the truth, you know. So that was a good step. Well, my character is both following principle and unconditional warmth. When you follow unconditional warmth, yeah. When you follow principle, what you're doing is you're just always being consistent. You're always speaking the truth from your point of view. And when you speak the truth from your point of view, everything is okay. You feel honest with yourself. You feel good with yourself. You feel that you have done what is true and what you should do. But oftentimes, it means that you say something that's hurtful to other people. Like, someone may have done some crime, and you say they did the crime, and that's true, and that's good. But their mother never believed that their child could commit a crime, and she went into shock, and she died. Because this was such a great shock to her that her child could commit a crime, and really commit a crime, and yet not be condemned, but she just died of a shock, and a heart attack probably. And you see, it's difficult. Now, thank you. She's helped me tell the story here.
Yeah.
Very good. But
she's the doctor, you know.
Yeah, yeah. My character is both following principle, telling the truth, and unconditional warmth. Now, what does unconditional warmth have with telling the truth? Well, a lot of times you can tell the truth, and you can tell it when it doesn't hurt people. You can tell it when you're responsible, but you don't have to tell it to hurt people. When I was in Minneapolis, I was at the Andromeda Church, and I would go out with this president of our board of trustees of the church, and she was a member, there three of the members, and she said she wanted me to meet all the new people, or rather all the people of the church. And so she'd take me from bar to bar to bar, and she was 75 years old at the time, but she was just a going girl, you know. And so finally, after a week of that, I said, Arlie, I can't do any more. I've got my work to do, and I go out with you all night long, and I don't have any energy to do with my people in the church. And she felt I was jilting her, that I was not wanting to be with her, you know. perhaps because she was 75 and I was something like 45 or 50 or something like that, you know, and had nothing to do with it. She was a nice lady, and we had a lot of fun together. But the thing is, I had other work to do. And so she encouraged one of the people in the church who was a member of the mafia to come and encourage me to get out of the church, you know, not be there anymore. And so he came to my place, and I'd had guests at the house, and he said, I want to talk to you upstairs. So we went upstairs, and he said, I want you to get out of here. Now, I'm telling you the story merely to give you the power of it. And so then he threatened me with a gun he put to my head, and he says, you know, I'll shoot you if you do. Said, well, what else can I do, you know? I don't want to get shot, but the thing is, you got the gun. And he says, doesn't anything make you irritated and mad, you know, and, you know, want to say, yes, I will quit? And I said, yeah, if the board would tell me to leave, or if the membership would tell me to leave, I'd leave in an instant, you know. I know why you're doing this, you know, and I'm not intimidated by it, you know. And so then he started threatening other members of the church. And I said, oh, no. Don't fool around with anybody else. Don't, you know, because he could actually do something mean. And so the next Sunday I resigned, and I told them, and they wouldn't let me go happily. But then the man was found, and he was taken to jail. And he was taken to jail for having shot someone, and also my case. And so they asked me to speak against him. And I said, well, all he did was to challenge me and threaten me. And I said, and I was not threatened, so he really didn't do anything bad, you know. I don't think that, you know, he did anything bad to me. And I said I could not speak up against him because I could not say that he did anything that would be worthy of him being thought bad. And then that was a very interesting situation. But from that situation forward, he was one of my best supporters, not because I didn't turn him in, but because I only spoke the truth. And I could not be intimidated. And when we are not intimidated, then we can be unconditionally warm. Then we can be unconditionally caring about ourselves and everyone else. Well, now, this lady who did this thing was taken off the board and so forth, but nonetheless, it's a shame that that type of thing happens, because it puts your character to the touch very much. And sometimes as you're standing up for things, it can be misunderstood. We watched a movie the other night. In the movie, the man had a young high school student who was wanting to take advantage of him. And he treated her with perfect gentleness, perfect love, perfect respect, and perfect hands-off, you know. She couldn't misunderstand, and he couldn't be misunderstood. But he was a master. He was a master. But nonetheless, his wife was upset. She felt it. She knew it. And until he came home later and just said to his wife, I love you. And then she turned over from having had a sour face and an unhappy attitude about the thing. And she looked up at him and she said, I know. You see, having this unconditional warmth is a powerful tool for living in a world that we're living in. But it doesn't mean that we forego the living by the principles, following the principles, and living up to them. Because our character is who we are with the principles. And you've got to be very careful about that. Because if you're not, you'll really get yourself into some bad experiences. How about you? Do you have the character of living up to principle at all times? Do you always tell the truth whenever possible? And let's hope that it's always. Do you always tell the truth Do you always stand up for whatever you have agreed to do? Do you always stand up behind whatever anyone says? And do you agree with your adversary quickly? Do you live your life as a pure principle? You know, most of us would find that hard to say yes to. And we find it hard to say yes to because there are times when we are manipulating the principle too. And we don't want to do that. But think about it. My character is both following principle and unconditional warmth. Live in that awareness and you will find a great deal of happiness for yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.